Hi, my name is Sakia, and you reached the Department Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Excuse me?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm trying to find a vaccine site, and I also have a question about it. Can I ask you that? It's my husband is 76, but he's been going through a lot of dental problems, and he's been put on antibiotics periodically, just about like every 2 weeks, and they're doing something like with an implant. Can he have a vaccine while he's doing all that?
You're not really supposed to be on any medication or anything like that while you get the shot, because then they would be responsible if something happens to him. So
yeah, somebody told me that was one of the questions that they asked was, had you been on antibiotics because of a dental procedure? And I thought, okay, I need to get him a vaccine, but also I guess I need to know before we, like, make an appointment and show up, you know, and then they tell us we can't get it. I guess I needed that answered.
Yeah, he's going to get very, very sick if he does that. Like any type of medication, even if it's an ibuprofen, you're going to get sick. The vaccine and any other medication cannot mix. The vaccine is so strong, it's going through your whole body. So imagine you taking a pill on top of that. Anything can happen. You can have a seizure, heart attack, anything.
Well, you know, he's 76 years old. He takes medication for blood pressure. No, he doesn't take blood pressure. Statins for cholesterol, and he takes a blood thinner because of his heart. I mean, can he have? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of old people that take stuff. Are those medications affected?
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I just go by whatever they say.
Yeah, I had heard that like ibuprofen and things like that would make you sick. I guess I need to, like, call his family doctor maybe and ask that question. Anyway, back to if he is available. I mean, is there any vaccines out there right now?
Yeah, they are.
You know, I signed him up, the Alabama Department of Public Health, months ago. I don't even know when the ability to sign up was, back in January, I guess. And, of course, I hadn't heard anything. And we haven't been able to get the few sites that have been available to us here. I haven't been able to get him on that any of those appointments. So I'm just wondering, you know, am I missing something? Is there some place I need to be looking that I'm not looking?
Have you asked his doctor? Is it okay for him to get it?
Okay, so that's the first thing I need to do. If the doctor says it's okay, are there any vaccines available for my Calhoun County?
They are. You just have to go to the Calhoun County to get it. That's the only place that's giving them in that area that I know of.
Where at now?
Calhoun County Health Department.
Okay. Well, I called the number for the Calhoun County Health Department, mm-hmm. and they said for COVID information to call this number. So should
yeah,
I have
on? This number is for people to pre-register. It's basically a wait list for them to give you a call with your appointment once they get all the other people out of the way.
Okay. Should I go ahead and put him on a wait list?
Sure, if you would like.
You know, I thought I put him on a wait list a long time ago, and it didn't happen, or I haven't heard from anything. So should I try again to put him on a wait list?
Yeah, because they probably put your information in wrong or something if it's been that long.
Maybe it has been a long time. And maybe by then he won't be on antibiotics. So
probably so.
Let's go ahead and get him. Let's get him again on the wait list.
You did say Calhoun County, right?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's his first name?
Johnny Berry.
J-O-H-N-N-Y?
N-N-Y, yes.
What was the last name again?
B-E-R-R-Y, Berry.
Okay. Phone number?
256-282-5756.
Is that a cell phone or a house phone?
It's a cell phone. That's my cell phone.
Okay.
Now, tell me this. You know, I don't answer everything that comes in, does anybody, because we've got so many scammers. Would you leave a message?
They're
going to
text you.
Text me. That's even better. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an email address?
I do. Judy K. Hare at AOL.
Is it J-U-D-Y?
Yes.
And then you said K. Hare?
K. Hare.
Like hair in your head?
Yes. Hey,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Judy K. Hare at
AOL.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I'll find out about his medications. And if we do get a call, then I'll know at that point whether I can get him. I mean, he needs a vaccine. I mean, he's 76 years old. He certainly needs to get one. And I guess I can ask him at that point. I'm really his caregiver. Do I get one also? I'm not that age yet, but because I am a caregiver to him, shouldn't I be, able to get one?
You can, but if you register on this list that I'm putting him on, it don't have that option that I can put that you're a caregiver, so... Only thing it has is, you know, your age. So once they see it.
And I'm 64.
Yeah, once they see your age, they might skip over you. So.
Yeah, okay.
I just tell people that are caregivers to go online and do theirs on the COVID vaccine website so they can put that they're a caregiver and they still get their appointment.
Okay. All right. So is that also with the Alabama Department of Public Health online?
No, not that website. It's a different website.
Okay.
You want the website?
Yeah. And I can get myself in line, maybe. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's AL, like Alabama.
Uh-huh.
COVID.
Uh-huh.
Vaccine.gov.
All right. ALCOVIDvaccine.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And I should be able to put myself in that category as a caregiver.
Yes.
Okay, good. But you've got Johnny on your because he's going to, you know, really, he's 76. He needs one. In the meantime, I'll be talking to his doctor and find out if he can have a vaccine when they call me.
Okay. And if they take too long, to call you, if they don't call you within about a week, go ahead and sign him up on that website, too, when you do yours.
Do you think I should just do that anyway when I go
to
that
site?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
Because they take forever.
Good. And we'll be double enrolled. So, you know, maybe somebody will call us soon.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.